Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's 6:23. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Brock, Hunter, let's get to it. This waste of a sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today, maybe from one of their variety packs, which has four different flavors for you to enjoy and sample. Try it out, Bud Light Seltzer. All right, get on with your stupid story.
Here we go. Here we go. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if you haven't heard, acquired Rob Gronkowski, who is ending his retirement. Seventh-round pick from the New England Patriots for a fourth-round selection on Tuesday. End quotes, Rob Gronkowski is one of the best tight ends in NFL history, and he plays the game with the type of passion and desire that sets him apart. That's what Buccaneers general manager Jason Licks said. Rob played his entire career alongside Tom Brady, and their accomplishments speak for themselves. Together, they have developed the type of chemistry on and off the field that is crucial to success. Rob combines the elite-level skills as both receiver and blocker, but what really makes him special is the fact that he's a proven winner who brings that championship mindset and work ethic. Rob Gronkowski retired at the end of the 2018 season after winning his third Super Bowl. The five-time Pro Bowl tight end spent last year in the broadcast studio as an analyst for Fox Sports. Gronkowski, who has 1 year left on his contract, hinted on Monday that he'd be open to a reunion with Brady, who left the Patriots, obviously, not too long ago to go to the Buccaneers. I'm feeling really good right now. I'm happy where I'm at. That's what Gronkowski said. We'll just watch what happens live with Andy Cohen on Tuesday. You just never know, man. That's what he said. You just never know. You never know. I'm not totally done. So that's what he was saying on Andy Cohen. But Rob Gronkowski back together with Tom Brady in a different program. Dude.
What?
I know you're going to bitch. I know you're going to be, it sucks. They're both old. Dude, this is the most exciting sports news in the air right now. This is absolutely unbelievable. And I am extremely excited to see what happens this season.
I would be, as a Buccaneers fan, if I was a Buccaneers fan, I would be so pissed at the organization for waste.
Why?
Dude, Gronk has not had a season.
He's one of the best tight ends that ever lived, Brock.
Shut up. Let me talk. I'll let you get your little story
in. All right,
in.
Go ahead.
Now, let me talk. He is washed up. There's a reason why he retired before.
How do you know that?
Shut up, Hunter. It's just going to be like Witten. Josh Witten came back thinking, oh, you know what? I still got it in me. And he did garbage. They're going to a different program that has not had success. Gronk has not had a season since his first season where he hasn't been injured. Now he's been off a year. You cannot tell me he's been training as hard. If I was a Bucs fan, I'd be so pissed that they traded a chance to get some good players for the future after Gronk and Brady both retire in a year. That is just, it's dumb. What they're trying to do is get viewership up. That's the only thing they're going to get. And then once Brady and Gronk leave, after they don't win the Super Bowl, it's going to be back to the same old situation without good picks and players they could have been cultivating and making better. It's as simple as that.
Are you done? Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't say Gronk, who has been injured every season, is retired for a reason. Why didn't he play with the Pats? Why didn't he finish that last season?
I think there's a reason they're paying him a lot of money to come to the Buccaneers. And for viewership, okay. I one of the best tight ends in NFL history that retired early because they were going to trade him to the Lions. And who wants to play with the Lions? Nobody. So he kind of retired early. You know what? I totally 100% disagree with you. They both can still play. They both prove that they can still play. His last run in the playoffs, they beat the Chiefs, last year's Super Bowl winners, because of Gronkowski and a last catch. So, dude, I am extremely excited. I think you're totally wrong.
That was in 2018.
Great. That's fantastic. That's,
yeah,
so
Gronk has not been training like he would have been in the NFL.
How do you know that? How can you say that?
He can work out, but it's not going to be the same. There's no way. And he's been off the field for about 2 years.
So he's going to be terrible.
I never said he's going to be terrible, but they're making this out. This is strictly to get people to spend money because I guarantee, yeah, they may get a couple more touchdowns.
What are you talking about? They may get
a couple more touchdowns on top of it. But if people think this is going to make a difference, they don't stand a snowball chance
in hell
in the Super Bowl.
How can you stand there and say that? How can you legitimately sit there and say Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski together is just for viewership?
That's all it's going to be?
After six Super Bowls, bro.
Yeah, with the Patriots.
That is the most crazy thing you could say.
With the Patriots, the greatest coach to ever coach, Belichick.
Here we go. Yeah, absolutely. Because Belichick, yes, was calling the plays, running the program, but he was the one out there catching balls and throwing them to Rob, right?
Yeah.
No.
And then he retired.
Stop it with that.
He's been injured. You honestly think that? So you're telling me right now the Bucs are going to win the Super Bowl?
Nah. Did I say that?
Then the point is moot. Then the point is absolutely moot.
What do you think? What are you talking about? The point is moot. You're saying that they got him for viewership.
Yeah, that's it. But
no.
What's the fans' ultimate
goal?
To see their team win the Super Bowl. If they're not going to win the Super Bowl, they're wasting money. They're wasting draft picks just to get some viewership. And be like, oh, well, we had a good season. We didn't win it all, but, you know, it was fun.
So every other team in the NFL, when they draft and get somebody at the beginning of the season, if they don't win the Super Bowl, they're just wasting their time.
No, but on these guys, they are, because they're not drafting guys that are going to retire in a year.
That's that. They're looking immediately. They got Tom Brady. They don't care who they draft right now. They know Tom's not going to stick around for 10 years.
I don't care about Tom. I'm talking about them wasting draft picks and money on Gronk.
You're so angry about this.
Because it's stupid. It's dumb.
It's not stupid.
I'd be pissed if the Packers picked up Gronk.
We're talking about an NFL organization and the entire nation basically up in roars yesterday about a draft pick for a reason. Not because of viewership. It's because they've been proven winners and they're champions. And I think you're a little nervous.
I could care less about two guys who will be there for a year, not win the Super Bowl, waste picks and money for the team. That's fine. They can waste their picks and their money because it's not going to help them out in the long run.
So you're not interested at all. You think it's the stupidest thing.
Yeah,
you're not going to watch it.
It's a publicity stunt. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Oh, my God. Dude, sometimes... It's a publicity stunt in the NFL. They're not trying to win at all over there in Tampa Bay.
They're not
recruiting Brady and Rob Gronkowski and all these other players trying to get Antonio Brown for viewership. Dude, what your logic right now is absolutely out of this world.
Again, get your head out of your ass and think about it. They're both going to retire in a year. Unless they win the Super Bowl, it was a waste. And you can't tell me otherwise.
Okay.
Because that's the whole point. They have to win
the Super Bowl. That's what everybody's trying to do.
Yeah. But other people aren't wasting trades for guys for 1 year.
Dude, we live in the moment. You never know. You know what? They got the best shot. They're giving themselves the best shot this year with the best players they can get. And if you're saying that Rob and Tom Brady are a joke...
Never said they
after
were a joke.
After they have the heavy joke.
Never said they were a joke.
You're basically saying that they're doing it for viewership, saying that they're a joke. They're wasting picks because Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl.
How can you say that?
Because two guys aren't going to win you Super Bowl. Their defense isn't there.
Because
the rest
right
of the
there.
Offense isn't there.
You're right there in Tampa, right? Training with all these teams.
Are you right there in Tampa?
I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl.
So you're saying they're not. That's the point I'm making. What's the point? And why not get a tight end that they can build and actually train?
Because he's not as good as Rob Gronkowski, Brock.
Oh, my God.
He's not. He's one of the greatest tight ends that ever lived. And he's not 50. Dude, you're totally out of this world right now.
No.
Yes, I would. I would absolutely get Rob if I had the opportunity. They pulled him out of retirement. They see something in this guy.
Yeah,
they're professionals.
They also got Whitten out of retirement, and that worked great, didn't it? All right, we've gone on way too long about this. We'll argue next hour. We'll be back. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock everything that rocks.
All righty. Good morning, 725. Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
morning.
Good morning.
All righty, we're going to check out your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. Maybe mango, maybe strawberry, maybe just like the old lemon lime. It doesn't matter. They got a lot of great flavors. All right, Hunter, I'm literally not going to say anything. It's your sports. Go for it.
All right, we won't yell at each other this time.
Nothing this round. I'm going to let you do it. Just, I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Here you go. Here you go. Stand up. Grab your ankles. Here we go. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers acquired Rob Gronkowski. He was ending his retirement. Seventh-round pick from the New England Patriots for a fourth-round selection on Tuesday. Gronkowski, one of the best tight ends in NFL history. And he plays the game with the type of passion and desire that sets him apart. That's what Buccaneers general manager Jason Licht said. Rob has played his entire career alongside Tom Brady, and their accomplishments speak for themselves. Together, they have developed the type of chemistry on and off the field that is crucial for success. Rob combines elite level skills as both receiver and blocker, but what really makes him special is the fact that he is a proven winner who brings championships and championship mindsets to the teams as well as work ethic. Gronkowski retired at the end of 2018 after his third Super Bowl. The five-time Pro Bowl tight end spent last year in the broadcast studio as an analyst for Fox Sports. So there you go. Rob Gronkowski joining Tom Brady at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Exciting for some. Some may not be as excited, but on my end, as a bandwagon fan, which I forgot to throw out in the other sports, because there's probably a lot of you out there. Wait a second. I thought you were the Patriots fan. Yeah, I still like the Patriots, but I'm a bandwagon fan. I follow players, and my boy's still playing. So I'm following the Tampa, and the duo are back. So there you go.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's your sports brought to you by, I told you I wasn't going to say anything. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud. Brock.